Community leaders in Milwaukee are working together to have more productive conversations about gun safety in the city.
Last weekend, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel organized an event called Behind the Gun, Milwaukee Gun Owners Safety Summit, a community discussion that brought gun owners together to find ways to reduce gun violence.
The panel included a firearms instructor, local radio hosts, and a youth mentor who was the victim of gun violence himself.
The roundtable was moderated by Journal Sentinel reporter John Diedrich and columnist James Causey. They join us now to share how that event came together and what the conversation produced. John and James, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Before we get to the event itself, James, for people outside of the Milwaukee area, can you give us a brief overview of the kinds of gun violence concerns that this event was hoping to address, especially on the city's north side?
Well, we were hoping to address a lot of the unnecessary gunshot victims that we see, you know, on a constant basis in the city, people who may have not put up their guns the way they should have, and a kid got a hold of the guns and maybe shot themselves or shot someone else. We want to address the issue of a lot of guns being stolen out of cars. Like 59% of the guns that were stolen from cars, and we wanted to address that issue. And we also wanted to just address some of the mental health issues related to guns as well. And I think we accomplished a lot of that.
And John, this is kind of a unique community conversation. I think when people think, oh, we're going to have a political debate about guns, you know, the anti-gun people will be against guns, the pro-gun people will be for guns, and everybody goes home kind of unhappy. What did you set out to do here with the people you convened for this conversation?
Well, this conversation was really the result of conversations that James and I had out in the community, where people were ready for, I think, maybe a different conversation, a broader conversation than what had happened in the past. We've both covered the city for decades and in the community. And oftentimes what happens after really tragic, terrible events is that there'll be, you know, a calling together of people, and the message will be to put the guns down. You know, that's a fine message, but it's from what when we heard from people in the community, from what they said, they wanted a broader conversation. They wanted to acknowledge that there's a lot of legal gun ownership in Milwaukee, specifically on the north side of Milwaukee, and a lot of responsible gun ownership, and some people who don't have a lot of knowledge and could benefit from this. So I think, you know, really reframing it that way, there were some strong feelings for sure in the room, but that reframing, I think, helped bring down the temperature a little bit.
Let's give a listen to a couple of the voices at the event this weekend. One underlying issue people talked about was race and how Black gun owners are treated differently than white gun owners. Here's a listen to radio host Michelle Bryant on that issue.
I understand that even though that Second Amendment right is supposed to apply to me, the minute someone sees this skin color, that I can be handled very, very differently, and in most cases unfavorably, as a gun owner.
James, I think I could hear some yas and nodding along as she talked. What did people have to say about the different circumstances facing Black gun owners?
Well, a lot of people agreed with her. I think that's one of those type of topics that we really don't talk a lot about, but we know it exists. We know when it comes to Black gun ownership and white gun ownership that there's a difference of how it's viewed. And I think she was right to bring that up because it's one of those topics that we never really talk about.
And John, tell us more about the panel and who you brought together, what perspectives you wanted people to hear.
Well, we had a really amazing panel in my view. James and I worked together on this, and we both brought one person who that each of us didn't know. One was Pastor Kevin Simmons, who was a victim of gun violence. He was shot when he was working as an Uber driver by a teenager. And then also brought on Eddie Silas, and Eddie Silas owns a gun store. He's one of 15 Black gun owners for gun shops in the country. And that's right here in Milwaukee County. And Eddie also used a gun in self-defense. So we had different perspectives in that way. And then we had Michelle Bryant, a gun owner herself, who's been in the community, involved in politics, radio show host. And then Homer Blow, who's an institution in Milwaukee and really has his finger on the pulse of the community, and also a gun owner. And really has all these individuals together had such authority and credibility in the community. I think that really came through.
Let's hear another one of those voices you just mentioned, Eddie Silas, gun shop owner, firearm instructor. Here's some what he had to say.
Most black people in Milwaukee, right, we could directly trace our traumas back to something that happened, right? I was 8 years old when I first seen somebody shot. You know what I mean? I was 8 years old when I seen somebody shot 9 times and die and follow my sister.
James Eddy's career after that, you might think, okay, this is somebody who'd want to avoid guns. He actually, it almost seems like it. He may have found it empowering to be a firearm trainer. Talk a little bit about his trajectory and what you heard from him.
Yeah, you know, for him to go from that point of his life to becoming one of 15 black gun shop owners in the entire United States of America is quite amazing. But it was a long journey for him to get there. And not only that, he's teaching people how to be responsible gun owners. He's teaching them how to properly handle their weapons. He's teaching them how to properly store their weapons. He's educating them. And he's a gun shop owner, but that doesn't mean he sells guns to everyone. You know, he also talked about how he's decided not to sell a gun to someone just because he just didn't like how they were talking. He didn't like how they were feeling that day. And he just turned them down. And that's responsibility on his end.
John, we've heard a couple of voices, the panelists. How about the community response? What did you hear from people at the event and afterward who attended?
Well, I was in the audience, so I was doing questions. Boy, there was a lot of questions, a lot of comments that came quickly. A big theme that came forth was education for young people and also for adults. I think that was a big theme that came through. There were elected officials there. The district attorney was there. There were questions coming from different perspectives, people who had really never touched a gun to those who are experienced gun owners for many years. And we had a wide range of community members who spoke from right in that neighborhood, in the Imani neighborhood. We did this in the community at 12th and North Avenue at Prince Hall at the Masons there. So we had a lot of people in the community talking about what could we do. There also was a lot in those questions and afterwards that people felt who had been working in this space for a long time that this was a different kind of conversation, and they really looked forward to where it goes from here.
And John, to clarify, you mentioned people were interested in education, meaning education about things like gun safety?
That's right. So they were interested. What we heard from the community and in questions were interesting about firearm safety. And, you know, that can be controversial, especially in schools. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who were saying, and there are efforts already, grassroots effort to do this for the youth in Milwaukee and elsewhere. And there were questions as to whether would other school districts be willing to bring this in, to say, for instance, if a young person came across a gun, whatever age, what is the best practice? What should they do? And, you know, there's a whole series of safety around firearms best practices that these people said it would be really helpful for our youth to be equipped with that information.
And James, I'm assuming your hope is that this isn't just a one-off event over this weekend. What is the road ahead? What do you hope comes out of all this?
People keep asking me this question, but our hope is that lives are saved. I mean, if we save one life from an event like this, that's great. If we save five or more, that's fantastic. We just want to provide the information. People want us to keep doing this. They say, you know, some people were saying, can you do this on the South Side? Can you do this with youth? Can you do this again? So we just want to get through this first event to see how well it would be received. But I think there's a thirst for this, and people really want to know how they could be better and safer gun owners.
Now, I was interested in talking to you two about this, partly because of the gun safety issue, but partly because of the nature of this community conversation. And John, if somebody's listening in some other community, maybe their local concern isn't gun safety, maybe it's fentanyl or data centers or whatever. How do you suggest people get started bringing the community together? And you mentioned stakeholders and district attorney and so on. How can they recreate what you did here?
Well, it's a really good question, Rob. I think one of the keys to this was building coalition early, us having conversation in the community. We really crowdsourced this before we had the event. We let the people from the community tell us what the event would be and then sort of give the people what they want, what they're talking about. And so that really guided not only how we would frame this. This was the name from this came from a community member who I've known for many years. over lunch. She named it for us. Our speakers really came in discussion from people. So I think really following people's lead on that. And then the key, I think, is getting people together in the room. Having people see each other's humanity first is key. And, you know, it brings down the temperature when people say, hey, I see this other person. We may disagree on a big chunk of things. And we saw that there were people at Saturday's event who were definitely not agreeing in some important areas, but they did find some common ground on things. We saw that. We also, because we had an information fair as well as part of this, and we saw conversations happening, people who didn't know each other, who now know each other and can work forward in that way. So I think seeing each other and really being guided by the community and what they're telling us they want to be a part of.
We'll leave it there. John and James, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Thank you.
John Diedrich is an investigative reporter. James Causey is a columnist, both at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They're with us to share the takeaways from the Milwaukee Gun Owners Safety Summit held last weekend.